What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
A lot of you have wish lists, you have requirements, and I am probably part of the problem because I've definitely encouraged you guys to have a list before. But what happens when you take the list too far? What happens when the list actually leads to you pigeonholing yourself in dating and self-sabotaging your own goals? And what do you do when you do have requirements, but you feel the pressure of the biological clock, you feel like you're running out of time, and you feel like you're going to end up alone forever? Does all of that sound relevant? Does that hit home? If so, today's episode is for you. Keep listening. Hey there, it's your girl, Nelly, matchmaker and dating coach. We talk about all things high value dating, how to meet your person, how to find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy, and also how to become a high value single, because as I always say, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if that sounds interesting to you, please make sure you follow and subscribe to this podcast. And I can't wait to take you along this journey. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast. So guys, today's episode was inspired by a TikTok that I came across. I'm going to play it for you, and then we are going to unpack, because I think it really is something that needs more conversing about, especially because I know a lot of you are women listening to this podcast. And what I've noticed in working with so many women and talking to my female friends is a lot of women are out of touch when it comes to male dating struggles. And they get very defensive when we talk about how there are certain challenges that men face in dating that women are just not privy to. And there are also challenges that women face in dating that I feel like I've discussed ad nauseum on this podcast that a lot of men are probably not privy to as well. So we're gonna take a listen, and then we're gonna talk.
I read that on Tinder, a man of average attractiveness has to swipe right 200 times to get one coffee, and then four of those five coffees will ghost him. They will decide they don't want to meet him or they won't show up. That means a guy of average attractiveness has to swipe right 1,000 times to get one coffee. Now, what does that tell that guy? Women don't value me.
Wow. That is something, isn't it? Lots to unpack there. What I want to focus on and drill into for a second here is that it is incredibly challenging for men who are more average in appearance and maybe even socioeconomic status to get women. The men who get the most women, I think, are the men who essentially are the most successful and have the most kind of swag, the player guys, right? Those men, they have women lining up around their doors, but the majority of men, right? Because that might be 20% of men. Majority of men, the bottom 80%, it's very, very challenging for them to get women. And part of, I think, where two genders need to work together here is, on one hand, you have a lot of ladies who are objectively their equal, right? Average women. And I don't mean average in the sense that like there's anything wrong with them. Average has gotten a really negative connotation, but like, you know, not the top tier supermodel women, right? Who feel very entitled in today's dating economy. I see and hear it all the time. Women who are objectively quite average in their own life, right? Maybe making, you know, $80,000 a year, packing on an additional 20 pounds, who feel entitled to millionaires. I see this so often. And overlooking the men that they actually are most aligned with because society has told them that they deserve the best. And it's not to say that average men are not adequate or of value, but you could have a guy who's making a couple $100,000 a year still not get dates. And I know this for a fact because I work on the matchmaking front predominantly with men. And I meet these guys who are well-to-do, they are successful, and even they have a challenging time getting dates, and they get overlooked by a lot of women, in part because women have become so hyperfixated with perfection and their never-ending long laundry list. And sadly, ladies, it is keeping many of you single. The wish lists are keeping you single. All of those non-negotiables that, you know, you have, I think are fair and you should adhere to. But here's an example. I know a woman who's in her late 30s who refuses to date a guy over 45 and only wants to date millionaires. And she's a single mom. She's attractive. And I know plenty of women like this. But is that type of man who doesn't have kids, especially, going to have that type of woman as his first priority? Most likely not. And the reason I think so many women feel entitled to this is because of hookup culture. Just because a very successful, wealthy man or a famous man sleeps with you does not mean he is putting you in the wifey category. Do not conflate the two. A lot of these men will sleep with anyone that wants to, you know, hook up with them if that's what they're in search of in that particular moment. But just because you can land a guy like that for a one-night stand or hook up with him or he follows you on Instagram or whatever does not mean that he's actually putting you in the pool of women that he would take seriously. And I know this sounds really harsh, but I also know a lot of women who probably need to hear it because I have seen on social media especially and even in talking to women, you know, just this dialogue around like, I can pull this type of guy. No, just because a guy is hooking up with you doesn't mean you are pulling him. It just means he's hooking up with you because you're making it easy for him to hook up with you. And where it gets tricky is you might think, well, if he's desiring me sexually, then that means I am an option to him in like an actual dating sense. You very well might not be an option to him. You want to think about yourself in a different light. You want to evaluate men in the sense of like, is this guy viewing me as wifey material? Also, a lot of men have a difficult time getting in relationships or even getting first dates with women because women overlook them for superficial reasons on dating apps. For example, oh, he's 5'8", he's too short, or I don't like his shoes in that photo. I'm a woman, I can admit to this. We can be quite vapid when it comes to who we swipe right on. But I'll tell you this much, there have been so many instances in my life where I have met men who I objectively would never swipe right on a dating app, and we've hit it off in person because energy is one of those things that is so palpable and it's a big driver in what creates attraction. I don't mean to just like totally braid women here, but I want a lot of you ladies to have success in dating and finding love. And that's why I'm sharing these, you know, these ideas and these tips with you because I want you to really absorb them and put them into stride. I have had so many women cry to me, like actual tears cry because they don't like where they're at in life and they feel like they've missed their boat. They feel like they're too old. They feel like, you know, no man wants them when in reality, many men probably do want you. But if the caliber of men that want you are not the types of men that you would consider, it is worth asking yourself, am I trying to date outside my price range here? Am I shooting for a certain caliber that maybe I'm actually not positioned to attract? That doesn't mean you can't, by the way, but it might require change. It might require self-reflection. I'll tell you from personal experience, I naturally attract a very high caliber of man, and I still have enough self-awareness to acknowledge that sometimes I'm disappointed. I'm like, you know, I know myself, and because I speak to so many men, I know that I reject perfectly good men every single day. For various reasons, sometimes it's location, sometimes it is income, sometimes it is height, sometimes it's religion, sometimes all different things, right? But it doesn't mean that there are no men who want to be with me, just like I'm sure there are plenty of men that want to be with you. It's more a matter of like, are your wish lists prohibiting you from meeting the man of your dreams because you are hyperfixated on perfection as opposed to actually looking at people as humans and as what they can offer you and the type of life you can have with them? It is perfectly fine to have lists of requirement and criteria. But again, the longer your list is going to be, the more I would implore you to bring to the table. If you want a 10, you have to be a 10. You have to be, and that's like, you have to be an energetic, a physical, a spiritual, and a mental match for the type of person you want. And here's the thing I always say to my girlfriends, go the extra mile and actually try to be even better. Try to be even better. For example, too, like maybe you are a gorgeous girl and you are not attracting the CEOs. I use that as like an anecdote for like, you know, the guy at the top or the really successful men. Are you leading with masculine energy? Are you hyper independent, hyper dominant? It's just worth thinking about and having a conversation with yourself about. And I know so many women who they will not give on their wish list. Like there's no give, there's, you know, no opportunity to take some things off that list. And that's fine. But then you need to add more things to the list of qualities and characteristics that you're going to bring to the table. Because what the future will look like if you don't have self-awareness is it will look like singleness. And, you know, I've mentioned this, I think, before in previous podcasts. By 2030, it is estimated that nearly 50% of women between 22 and 45 will be single and childless, many of whom not by choice. If you want a family, if you want that dream relationship, that love story, if you do not want to fall in that, you know, nearly 45%, 50% of women, you need to take action and you need to start actually co-creating with the universe so that you can put yourself on a better path. Some of the things I have had to ask myself over the years, and I'm going to speak about myself because I have gone to great lengths to do the work and I'm still doing the work. But some of the things I've had to do is I've had to lose a ton of weight. I've had to get in better shape. I've had to establish better routines. I've had to get my finances in order. I've had to get my life in order. It's not easy. Okay. It's not. Just because it looks easy doesn't mean it is easy. And I think that's, you know, something that a lot of women struggle with is like having to make everything look and seem effortless. There's a lot of effort that goes into being effortless. A lot. It's challenging. It requires discipline. It requires routines. It requires adherence and perseverance and a resilience. Being feminine and light when that's not your nature is not always a walk in the park because it requires some degree of restraint. There is freedom in restraint, but knowing yourself and knowing when to push and when to loosen up, that I think is something that's almost a lost art that many women today are encouraged to not kind of master, but mastering that actually might get you closer to where you want to be. The more you want in a partner, the more you have to bring to the table. And I hear so many women say to me, Nelly, I deserve, the word deserve is just kind of an appalling word to me because I don't think anyone deserves anything that they haven't actually put in the work for. But I deserve to meet a really wealthy, really good-looking guy who's young. If that's not what you're currently attracting, then there is 100% a disconnect. And we've talked about that disconnect before. That disconnect might be where you're actually meeting men. Maybe you are literally not leaving your house. Maybe you're not doing any hobbies. Maybe you're not in any social circles and you're just not around them. But if you were around them, then they would want to wife you up. But maybe you're also just not selling what they're buying. And you are, you know, essentially aiming above your pay range. And that's tough to hear. But I actually believe that having that tough conversation with yourself and actioning out a plan to put you on a better path will get you a lot farther in dating. I truly, truly believe that. Stay with me, guys, because after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to, whether you're a guy or a girl, position yourself as being more desirable in the dating marketplace. So stay with me and we will dive into that after the break.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Thanks for staying with me through the break, guys. So you guys know I love solutions. It's so easy to talk about our problems. It's so easy to vent. But what are we actually doing about it, right? I have now worked with thousands of singles from all walks of life, tens of thousands. I've audited tens of thousands of dating app profiles. I have worked with all age demos, all nationalities, all religions, you name it. I've probably worked with that type of person. What I've learned is we all want the same thing. We all want love. We all want to feel seen. We all want that feeling, that all-consuming feeling. And, you know, it's easy to feel like it's never going to be yours if you haven't had it yet or if it's never worked out. But you can change your life at any moment in time simply by believing that is possible for you. And some of the easiest ways I think you can improve the caliber of person that you are meeting is to understand that first impressions make a big difference. We talk about looks a lot here. I have a program that I run, a coaching program called Queen of Hearts. And I've had so many of the women in that program see results in their dating life because they've decided that they were going to put that effort that they were previously putting into complaining about not having love into self-improvement and glow ups. And it is crazy what a difference weight loss can make. I know this is a sensitive topic, but in my experience, you know, there is something that shifts when someone sheds those vanity pounds and gets in better shape. It's almost like shedding that extra layer of skin that, you know, a snake is holding on to for years and years. And it makes you feel lighter energetically, not just physically. And also it gives you that sense of accomplishment when you have, you know, let go of the literal weight that has been holding you back. I'm not trying to, by the way, like promote unhealthy living in any sense, but that's one of the easiest ways, honestly, to improve the caliber of people that you want to date is by losing the weight that, you know, is stubborn and that you've been bitching about for several years, probably. For me, you know, I lost 25 pounds. I had a whole weight loss journey that I went on, started with Jenny Craig and then calorie counting and then understanding macronutrients and nutrition and then integrating fitness and working out. And so like, it's not been easy. It's not been linear, but it does make a tremendous difference in just how I feel. And it's actually corresponded to like the caliber of people that I meet. So not saying you have to, but I can speak from my own experience and my clients' experience that it certainly is, you know, correlated to the types of people that you're going to be able to attract in. Think about, because I had a friend telling me like the other day, Nelly, I've done absolutely everything. I was thinking like you've done everything, but you haven't lost the stubborn 15, 20 pounds that you probably, you know, could have lost 2 years ago if you just actually made it a priority. It's not to say that weight, by the way, is everything. I know that can sometimes get conflated. It's not at all the point of this message. It's more just to support that, like, if you want better, you're going to have to bring something different to the table as a guy and as a girl. Okay. But especially for women, like, you want if you want more successful men to be pursuing you, more successful men typically, in my experience, do like women who are in really great shape. Also, if you're on dating apps, I don't care if you're a guy or a girl, invest in professional photos. They do make an incredibly transformative impact on your match rate. Okay. You might think your pictures are not that bad, and they might not be that bad, but do you want average or do you want excellence? I've worked out $3,000 last fall on professional photos, partly for business reasons, but also because I just like feeling like I have the best chance of being, you know, pursued when I know people are going to my Instagram. I know people are going, you know, to my website and whatnot. And like, that's your digital footprint. Most people are going to cross-check your social media. Are you essentially presenting yourself online in a way that, you know, is going to make the type of person you want actually pursue you or want to be with you? It's sad and it's annoying that that's how people date now, but people are dating based on your social media. They're dating based on the photos that you have on dating apps. And, you know, one of the reasons I think so many people are single is because a lot of people also like falsely advertise who they are on social media. I know so many people, especially women, who they look like models on Instagram and then I meet them in real life and I'm like, wait a second, you're the same person? What? You know, and that's not good either. I always have a saying, like, I want to look better in person than I do on social media. I selfishly, maybe I'm in the wrong here, I do think that I have a little more presence in person. But regardless, that's a big way that people are now dating, is they're going to your Instagram, they're looking at your photos, they're going and scrolling down years and years and years. So if there are old photos that you don't want up there, archive them and get professional photography and really try to put your best foot forward. Because if you actually want love and you want to get out of the dating game, yeah, that's how people are screening you now. Okay. So we talked about weight, we talked about photos, and also just feeling accomplished, feeling like you are leading a purposeful life is going to energetically, I think, put you in a position where you're not coming across desperate. And that shift requires inner transformations. It requires you working toward goals and actually achieving them. And if one of your goals is to find love, then I wouldn't be going on to dates with this kind of checklist of requirements. I would be going on dates with the idea that you're just getting to know someone. You're just getting to meet someone. And there's no pressure. Meeting people and increasing the people you meet specifically is going to lead you closer, I think, to meeting the one person you're meant to be with. Think about it. If you meet 100 people, you're more likely to hit it off with one than if you meet one person, right? So put yourself out there, take a breath, and actually get in the game. And not everyone you meet has to be perfect. I'll tell you guys, I met a guy last week. We went to dinner and I just went in like with no expectations. It was easy breezy. I'd known him for a while, but we'd never really hung out. And I had a great time. I had a great conversation. And it led me to think, like, are there certain things on my wish list that maybe I don't need to be there? And here's another thing. I also met another guy who's like significantly younger than me, and I'm 29. And I'm like, wait a second, I don't see myself as someone younger than me. But like, hey, if someone is coming correct in all other aspects, maybe I can give in certain ways. Where are you going to allot wiggle room? It's so easy when you're concocting these lists to want to put all the things on it. And I think I've told you guys before, like, come up with a wish list, sure. But then take a step further and say, okay, if I had 85% of things on this list, but the other 15%, whether it be height, whether it be age, whether it be income or religion, would I be able to live with that? Maybe and maybe not. Also, though, like, you're co-creating when you're in a relationship. It's not about someone, and I think a lot of women have this kind of mentality where it's like a man's going to come into their life and just meet them exactly where they're at, and their life is going to be the standard and he's going to get on your program. A lot of the times, what I've noticed is it's usually you meeting in the middle. Okay. So just because someone isn't already coming perfect doesn't mean that you can't meet them there. Like, I have a girlfriend who's married, and she was telling me, Nelly, when I first met my husband, he looked at my closet and he said, oh, you have hundreds of pairs of shoes. Perfect. I never need to buy you a pair. You've got tens and tens of handbags. You've got tens of handbags. I'm never going to have to buy you a handbag. This is amazing. And she was like, wait a second, what? You know, and like, he didn't have the best style when they met. And now he has, you know, the great style because she styled him. The point I'm trying to make is not everyone is going to come perfectly assembled. You sometimes have to work with the raw materials. I'm not saying get with a fixer upper. That's not what I'm suggesting. But what I am saying is, if someone has the bulk of what you're looking for, where are you going to be able to allot a little bit of wiggle room? That's all. Because you can always gradually, you know, get them to come a little bit closer to you. But just expecting that on a first date, that's not always the reality. Anyway, stay with me through the break, guys, because when we come back from break, we're going to talk about how to have that laissez-faire, effortless vibe when you feel the pressure of the biological clock, which I know a lot of you do. So stay with me and we'll chat all that more when we're back from break. Thanks for staying with me through the break, guys. So something that I know is in the back of a lot of your minds is this feeling that you're running out of time. And this is not exclusive to women, by the way. I was talking to a matchmaking client of mine a few days ago, and he was like, I am 40 and all my friends are married. And in my culture, like, if you're not married by 40, like, something's wrong with you. And just he felt like he was running out of time as well. I've even heard this from men who are in their early 30s. I know some of you guys, that might be shocking, but it's not something that's exclusive to women. I think a lot more women feel it than men because, you know, men are fortunate enough where they can conceive a child in their 70s if they want to. Whereas a lot of the times we as women, you know, we feel like if we're not in a relationship by a certain age, you know, that it's never going to happen. Well, I came across a video online, I think it was a few days ago, and it was one of the girls from The Bachelor. I think her name is Kelly Flanagan. And she was talking about how her mom and dad met later in life. The dad had gotten married at 48. The mom had her first child at 36. And then she went on to have six children. I personally have a second cousin who had a baby at 51 or 50. My mom had twins at 39. So my point is, you might be looking at your life feeling like you're running out of time. And yes, we are all mortal creatures. We're all going to eventually have to depart, not to sound super morbid here. But like, yeah, time is definitely a reality. It's a little bit of a construct, but it's a reality. But here's where I think people really shoot themselves in the foot. And I don't want you to do this. When you let that fear of running out of time seep into your energy, and then you're showing up on dates and you are essentially coming across very restless. I hear this a lot from my male clients where they're like, look, Nelly, I don't mind dating a woman who's later in her 30s or 40s, but I just find that a lot of those women, they're on a clock and they're coming into the dates with this kind of list of, if you don't meet XYZ, then it's not going to work. And the reason they go for women in their 20s or early 30s a lot of the times is not necessarily because they find them more attractive. It's more because the energy is not one that necessarily makes them feel like they're put under pressure. And so if you're a woman specifically and you're listening to this and you do feel the pressure, you have to figure out a way to kind of compartmentalize that, put it in a little box, lock the box, throw out the key, and move on with your life. Doesn't mean that the box isn't there, but the box should not be overtaking every single decision in your life, if that makes sense. Because when you have that laissez-faire mentality and that kind of like, if it happens, it happens vibe, I think ironically, men will want to commit to you more. One of the reasons I think I get pursued so much by men is because, I was going to say because I'm slightly emotionally unavailable, which is probably true, but also because I don't actually care. I do not care. I'm like, look, if you like me, cool. If you don't, whatever. We can be friends. Like, there isn't this kind of, and I do have moments, don't get me wrong, where I feel like I am sometimes running out of time, but I've been able to master like that side of my life where my mentality now is, if I never get married, if I never have children, if it doesn't happen for me, if it's not in the cards for me, then I'm still going to be the hottest, richest, happiest, baddest version of Nelly. I'm not going to curl up in a ball and wither away. I am going to be happy. I'm going to live my life and I'm going to do it looking good and I'm going to make a lot of money and I'm going to be just enjoying everything. And so, and that was actually, by the way, a more recent revelation that I've had in life. For a long time, I felt like I was running out of time. Now I'm just like, it is what it is. If it happens, it happens. And I actually think that energy makes me more attractive. I do. And I also feel calmer. It's not even just about like who finds me attractive or not. I just feel calmer. I feel more easy. I have this kind of mindset of like, if someone doesn't want what I have to offer, that's fine. Let them go find whatever it is that they're in seek of. And if they do discover that, you know, they're in seek of me and I feel like, you know, that's something worth pursuing at that point, we can go from there. But I am not going to have this kind of anxiety overtake my life anymore. And I don't want you to have it overtake your life because it really doesn't change your situation. Clearly, I spend way too much time on TikTok. I 100% do. But this TikTok has been going kind of viral. At least it's on my feed. And every time it comes up, it's the same account, but they post like every day. There are always like 500,000 to a million likes on these. And it's literally the photo. It's two photos. It's photo one photo on top of like a sunset, exact same photo on the bottom. And then there'll be a caption on the top photo being like, what life looks like when they like you. And then on the bottom, what life looks like when they don't like you, or what life looks like when you have a broken heart, what life looks like when you are in love. And it's literally the same thing, just because it shows that perception is everything. And so the point I'm trying to drive home with you guys is the anxiety that you have about ending up alone is not actually, I don't think, getting you closer to finding your person. And so this is where mastering that effortless nature, but also being strategic, comes in handy. It is 100% a balance of both. You don't want to not be strategic and then miss that window, but you also don't want to be going into interactions with these lists, because I think the lists are killing your dating game. And so be strategic, know what you want, find people within the confines of that, become the type of person that that type of person would desire, and continue to persist in terms of being good vibes, looking your best, leading a purposeful lifestyle, and trying to just master being the best version of you, but also understanding and empathizing that if someone is not 100% what you want them to be, that doesn't mean that they're not a good match. My thing is this, I want to operate at 100% every day. I don't expect the people around me to be on top of their life the way I am. If I meet someone who I deem is, I'm like usually blown away. And I know that sounds really arrogant, but my point that I'm really trying to like emphasize here is I don't expect people to meet me at perfection. I want to be perfect for me in the sense that I want to be the most best version of Nelly, but I'm not judging people who aren't the best versions of them. I recognize that people have flaws. I embrace people's flaws. I don't fixate on people's flaws. I know a lot of people who fixate on people's flaws, and it just leads to this kind of bitterness. And it's this kind of like ugly emotion that comes out when you're just looking at people for the worst versions of themselves as opposed to the best versions of themselves. And so have some empathy when it comes to people in dating. Understand that people are multifaceted. Sometimes it takes time to peel back the layers of the onion. You might be quick to make a judgment call on someone upon first glance, but in getting to know them, maybe you realize that they're actually the best person for you. And maybe if you hadn't written them off so early, you would have seen that. And then secondly, take a breath and stop focusing on it so damn much. Stop focusing on what you don't have so damn much. Focus on what you do have. Go into opportunities when it comes to dating with an open mind and almost like an excitement, and just let the universe take care of the rest. I know this probably sounds counterintuitive, but I hope I'm painting a picture for you guys, and I hope you're leaving this episode feeling energized, feeling lighter. Take a breath. You could meet someone tomorrow and that could change everything. But you're not going to meet someone tomorrow if your energy is anxious and desperate and almost repellent. So that's all I got for you today. Thank you guys for listening. I had a great time talking about all this stuff. And as always, if you enjoyed the episode, please make sure you comment, rate, and review on Apple, Spotify, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. And if you have a topic you'd like me to discuss on a future episode, you can always send it to me over a DM on Instagram, and I will do my best to address it next time. But letting you guys go, have a great rest of your week, sending you love, and it's all going to work out. Bye.
Pioneer.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.